Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 71. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. O Lord, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me, and set me free. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. My life is an example to many, because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. And now, in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. For my enemies are whispering against me. They are plotting together to kill me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go and get him, for no one will help him now. O God, don't stay away. My God, please hurry to help me. Bring disgrace and destruction on my accusers. Humiliate and shame those who want to harm me. But I will keep on hoping for your help. I will praise you more and more. I will tell everyone about your righteousness. All day long I will proclaim your saving power, though I am not skilled with words. I will praise your mighty deeds, O Sovereign Lord. I will tell everyone that you alone are just. O God, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I constantly tell others about the wonderful things you do. Now that I am old and gray, do not abandon me, O God. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the highest heavens. You have done such wonderful things. Who can compare with you, O God? You have allowed me to suffer much hardship, but you will restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. You will restore me to even greater honor and comfort me once again. Then I will praise you with music on the harp, because you are faithful to your promises, O my God. I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. I will tell about your righteous deeds all day long, for everyone who tried to hurt me has been shamed and humiliated. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 71 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This psalm covers all of life. The author was cared for in his mother's womb, from what was written in verse 6, and has trusted the Lord from childhood, from what we just read in verse 5. His life has been an example for many, which is referenced in verse 7. He has trusted and served God for his whole life. He is now old and gray, inferred in verse 18, and asking God to rescue him from the power of wicked people, mentioned in verse 4. His desire is to survive and tell a new generation about God's mighty power, the psalmist proclaimed in verse 18. Having gone through hardships before, the author knows that the Lord allowed him to suffer hardship and will restore him to even greater honor, alluded to in verses 20 through 21. This will be another example of God's saving love for his faithful people. Before it even happens, the author knows he will be praising God for his rescue, given examples in verses 22 through 24. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Looking back on your life, what are the stories of rescue that show God's faithfulness? Looking forward, how can those past stories help you in your present problems? Will you make a commitment to tell others those stories of God's faithfulness? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.